This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
More breasts than CNC Drive Factory. You're rising up with Jeannie and Adam, Joy 94.9.
I am really excited for our guest this morning.
Me too.
Direct from London, the legend. The beautiful lady that is Maisie from Boney M. Good morning. Or I should say good evening.
Good morning to you over there. Your morning, our evening.
Oh, Maisie, it is an absolute honour and pleasure to chat to you this morning. So thank you for joining us. I myself was a huge Boney M fan. Growing up, I remember watching, you know, you guys shaking it on the TV, and I tried to copy the fro. It didn't quite work out for me. Do people still talk to you about the band and ask you stories about what happened with you guys? Like all your hangs?
All the time. It's one of the popular things with us that people are always asking, you know, just the background, the stories, and every day.
If you could pick one memory from the years and years that you guys have been making beautiful music, what is your, like, standout memory?
Okay, I think it was when we went to Russia. I think that was my most standout memory. That's the first one that comes to mind, because that was something we didn't expect, to be quite honest. That was something that just, you know, happened and took us by surprise. Because that was going back in the 70s when it was still, Red Russia, Communist Russia. So when we were actually invited to Russia, it was like, huh? we thought, wow, this is making history. Because we were the first group to go to Russia as well, the first Western group or musicians or whatever to go to Russia. So that was amazing, to be honest. That was truly amazing.
That's incredible. And in fact, my mother just sent me a text message now going, oh my God, I think I'm about to faint.
Oh, bless her. Oh, tell her not to faint.
I'll make sure. Well, hopefully she's not driving to work at the moment.
Maisie, you're coming to Australia very shortly. Have you been down our shores before?
Oh, yes. We were there last year, actually.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we love coming there.
And what's your favourite place about Australia?
I just love Australia. I love the people. You guys are so full of humour, so energetic and so alive over there. I just love it. Whenever we're there, we just have a lot of fun. It's really nice. I just love coming to Australia.
We apologise. It's our strength of coffee. It's the strength of coffee that makes us that wild. We apologise in advance.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's incredible. After, you know, 18 platinum and 15 gold LPs, more than 200 gold and platinum singles, more than 150 million units sold. Maisie, that is such an accolade to have. You must still love touring. I mean, you guys are constantly on tour. You've got millions of people around the world that still, you know, want to come and watch you guys perform, sing, dance along with you. Mm-hmm. What keeps you guys going? Because I know that after, you know, we won't say how many years, because we don't want to give away how young and beautiful you are, but after an amount of years, what makes you keep going?
I think the love for what I do. I love what I do. I love the music. I love performing. I love the fans. I love performing. You know, the most beautiful part of it all is when you get on stage, when you stand on stage and you see the faces of the fans and how they still enjoy our music after so many years. That is something that you can't really explain. It's just a lovely feeling to know that you're so appreciated. It's just something that I enjoy doing. And you asked me if how much longer I intend to do it. I really don't know.
Let's just say forever at this stage.
Well, hopefully as long as I possibly can.
Well, Maisie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You guys are touring at the end of October. The 23rd at the Palms at Crown in Melbourne is completely sold out. So another show has been added for Saturday the 24th, which is pretty cool.
I love that place. The Palms. Such a nice place to perform.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to let you get back to, oh, you've probably got more interviews to do, and then hopefully bed not keeping you up too late. Thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to see you in October.
Thank you. You guys take care. Have a wonderful day.
You can find more Rise Up on iTunes, Stitcher and joy.org.au/Rise Up. You're with Ginny and Adam on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.